This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The pandemic, as we have been telling you for a year something now, has slowed down a whole lot of economic activity in this country. Not so, though, housing, short supply, lots of demand. All y'all know the drill. Same in China. Real estate investment there last year, up 7% from 2019, in part because there are limited investment options for a whole lot of Chinese people. But also, just like here, people do buy property for lots of different reasons. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak reports.
Chen Peng is a struggling singer-songwriter. His music is based on his life, like the song called Mom and Dad Says. It starts with ways his parents tried to guilt trip him into marriage. One line goes, Mama says so-and-so's son is already married. Papa says, what have you achieved? Without a grandchild in my arms, I get antsy. Chen Peng has tried to appease his parents. In 2015, he took the first steps to finding a wife, which in China means buying a property. He got a media discount through a friend on a yet-to-be-built condo development.
I bought the condo because of the discount and because the payment term was stretched out, which meant I could focus on making my debut album.
6 years later, his album is out. His condo, well, when he drives us to the site on a rainy day, it's just building shells. Construction cranes are not moving, no workers are in sight. The developer has run out of money. This type of abandoned construction is so common in China, there's a name for it, a rotten tail building.
I'm already dead in a social sense. My body is alive, but my life is destroyed.
Destroyed because Chen Peng used all his savings, a chunk of his parents' money, plus credit cards for the down payment. Destroyed because without a property, he'll struggle to find a wife. Destroyed because without a condo in an upscale area, there's little hope of getting his future children into a good school. Real estate is everything here, and it accounts for 70% of household wealth in China. Further east in Shanghai, fruit farmer Ma Zuyou only invests in property and land. He grows grapes and watermelons.
Okay, so this is like a little yellow flower, and then once he pollinates it at the base is the formation of a seedling of the watermelon. It's like the size of my fingertip.
Ma Zuyou says farmers don't earn much from farming. Instead, the big money is in demolition and compensation. China's urban expansion means a village today can turn into a shopping mall tomorrow. Initially, Ma Zuyou says he took over these fields because he got a tip-off that the government might build a road here. But once we turned on the microphone, he got a bit coy.
I just got lucky that the government will build a road through parts of my land. Roughly 13 acres of my watermelon and grape fields will be used.
Ma Zuyou says the compensation should be enough for him to pay off his mortgage in Shanghai. Back in Zhengzhou City, singer Chen Peng says he was so desperate to get construction on his condo started again, he staged a protest. He says the police got him for illegal gathering. That brought 3 days' detention.
I am a Communist Party member. I used to think that all problems were caused by corruption, caused by a few bad people, and not with the Communist Party itself. But after my detention, I think a lot of things need to be re-examined.
Chen Peng lets off steam the only way he knows how, by playing music. This is his unreleased song about his bad property buy. He sings that homeowners want happiness, justice, but instead they've been met with police brutality. These days, Chen Peng says he lives off just potatoes, and he's still paying the mortgage on a home he may never live in. In Zhengzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.